Yeah, it's the Russ Paul Morning Show. And listen, there's no article to support any of these findings that we're getting ready to talk about. But I'm just going to, like, just bring in, like, the brothers here in the room and you sisters can read. You know, you can talk about it if you want to. But there are certain kind of hugs that men will give you. Because in this age of everybody being, you know, very cognizant of being groped or so on and so forth, men have been groping for years. Some on purpose and some don't.
True.
Now, there's basically about three or four different kind of hugs a man can give you.
That's true.
He can give you like that side hug. It's like
a
sister hug.
That's cool. That's cool. That's the best one. That's the safest one.
That's the safest one.
Sure.
But when that guy just kind of slides over to get the frontals, to get both your breasts to touch him. That is something you got to think about. That is basically, I want to do you hug.
That's a great hug. Or if he hugs you and puts his hand right on your ribs, under your breast. Like, no, even if it's on the side.
Kind of cupping it a little bit.
Don't do
that.
Do not hug me around my waist.
Does that happen to you, Frida?
It's happened to me a couple times, and there are some serial huggers, and I just won't even go up to them.
The waist part, but who gets all the way up there under the breast?
Hey, come on now.
I have had
when a man takes an arm, a whole arm, and wraps it around your neck and pulls you in.
Oh, wow. You don't touch my neck. You can't touch my neck.
No, his arm is touching your neck, and he pulls you in. He's trying to show you his strength to see if he's turning you on. That's a tester hug.
What?
He's trying to test your temperature.
Is that what you used to do in high school?
Wait, hey, listen, I'm listening. I'm learning right now.
I am testing to see if you like that man hold that I have on you.
He's checking your temperature?
Like, he's checking your temperature. Because if you just kind of like
submit and just fall,
I'm nice with this.
You know what I think is a violation? If a man tries to play, like he tries to hug you from behind.
Yes.
Grab you and pull you in.
You know, if I hug you from behind, it's like I might put my head on the back of your shoulder or something like that. I just did that thing about 5 minutes ago. But when you're standing up and a guy comes up and puts his arms around you from behind.
And pulls you to him.
That is inappropriate.
You know, Albert likes to hug people like that.
I ain't never touched you.
It's a bear hug. It's a bear hug. It's so tight.
It is a bear hug.
For people who I like, sure.
The other hug that you don't want to get, ladies, is if he has both hands, he's in front of you, both hands on your hips.
You know what? The waist hug.
Nowhere around my waist. You cannot touch my waist. I don't like
that. That is sending a message to you.
Front, backside.
Or you know what's an inappropriate hug?
What?
When he hugs you from the front, right? But his hands go up
under your arms.
And both of his hands are on your back. And he's like pulling you in. He's like, whoa.
There's nowhere you can run. You can run.
That's the reverse chicken wing.
There's no way out of that.
Well, he's letting you feel everything at that point. Wow. Want you to,
I didn't know there was a name for it. I think Abbott has
We called it chicken wing. We named it. Like I said, there is no scientific study to support anything that we're saying here.
Yeah.
But we are providing a public service.
Don't hug handle me, please.
Gotcha.